WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, morning time out there. WRWB 49. What's going on, Paul?
You know, just trying to get Thursday underway.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, just sitting here watching the news and then getting ready for work here. Be there at 9 o'clock today.
Get to drag your feet a little bit.
Yeah, just for a minute.
Hi, Charlie, you in there this morning? You should be in range. Dixon to make a turn on the 13 mile, WSBT 754. And good morning. Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, morning, time out there, Charlie.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Paul. Oh, it's my Friday. Congratulations. Looks like you've made it. Well, I ain't been in the door yet, so who knows what's going to happen. Congratulations, might not be in order. Yeah, you never know.
Well, hopefully you don't have no machines that are, going to break down to you. Or break down on you today.
I was thinking about not turning any of them on, and then I can increase the chances of that not happening. Yep, if they're not on, you can't break them, and if you can't break them, you don't have to fix them. Damn, looking at my temperature gauge, I didn't realize it was this chilly, 43 over here. Yeah, I'm seeing 41, so I'm just a little west of you here. 85 on Monday, 43 on Thursday, yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to see any 85s anymore, would be my guess at this point. I think the switch primarily has flipped.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But then again, you know, there's been years where we've had like 70-degree weather in November, which is very unusual.
This time of year is when I really start missing living in El Paso, when it was pretty much warm all the time. Yeah, it's like San Antonio. My old job, I used to go there quite often, and pretty much nice all year round. Sometimes I wonder why I moved back. Well, El Paso is a border town, correct? I don't know, how safe is El Paso today?
Well, back in when I lived there, it was one of the safest cities, believe it or not, right across the river from Juarez, Mexico, which is a hotbed for cartels these days, but it was a relatively safe city, actually.
Right, by the river. Was it the River Bend or something? Big, I forget the name of that. Was it River Bend? Did I have that wrong?
Oh, that'd be the Rio Grande. And Big Bend was south of that. I don't know, a few hundred miles south of that.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
my backyard, I could see New Mexico, Mexico, and Texas. We were right there at the corner.
That'd be pretty cool. Mike?
Never gotten down that far. Furthest I've been out west was Idaho.
Did you live down there, Charlie?
I lived down there for 15 years, went down in 85, came back up here in 2000.
Well, you had some good Tex-Mex food in those days.
Yeah, I had some pretty good food down there. I laugh at people that say they know what Mexican food tastes like, and they talk about chichis or chilies or something like that. I just laugh at them. They don't know what real Mexican food is.
Hey, Mike, he said chichis. He dated himself. Chichis.
Yeah, the celebration of food.
I remember, I'm old, Paul.
Yeah, me too, brother. I hear you, but still got a young mindset, and my health is still pretty good. So, anyways, yeah, chichis. So I remember that in the 80s. That was a big one. Yeah, for sure. Chichis. They had good chips and salsa. I don't know about their food wasn't that good, but the chips and salsa was pretty good. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, they used to have that one there, right there on Lakeside Circle.
Which one? I mean, there was one at 11 Mile Road. I can't remember if it was Hoover or Shaner or somewhere over there.
Used to be one up in Fort Gratiot there north of Port Huron for a long time. That closed up a while back.
Still like the Mexican Village area in Detroit. There's a lot of good spots to eat down there, so.
My wife makes pretty good Mexican food. She's a French Indian out of Maine, and she lived down there for quite a while. That's where I met and married her. She makes these things called chili rellenos. They're long green chili. You roast them, skin them, empty them out, stuff them full of cheese, deep fry them in a batter, throw them on a nice fresh tortilla with some refried beans. Let me tell you what, man, that's some good chow right there.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds good, for sure. So when I used to go to San Antonio years ago, it's in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, they had a chain there called Bill Miller's Barbecue, and they had these, I don't know, it's kind of unique to that area. I don't think it was everywhere in Texas, but San Antonio, they had these breakfast tacos, and they had the carne asada breakfast tacos. They had many. They had egg and chorizo, or egg and regular sausage. You know, the chorizo is the spicy Mexican sausage, but so they had all kinds that you could get, but these carne asada ones were chunks of beef with this brown gravy. They used to laugh at me because I would eat them in the morning, I would eat them for lunch, and I would eat them for dinner all week long and then fly home.
I had a chili relleno, same thing, man. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they're delicious anytime. She'll make a batch of them, a couple dozen, and I'll bring them to work. There's a handful of guys here, man, that just die for them things. That's one of my favorites. She makes some very good fajitas. Spanish rice I'm not big on. Chorizo I could do without. Menudo, I won't touch that. But the basic dishes from Mexican food, man, she does a good job at it. For a French Indian, she's not bad.
Go ahead there, Mike.
my wife likes to make all that stuff, you know, stuffed peppers and taco salad, you name it.
I don't think stuffed peppers is Mexican, but I could be wrong. Then there was the, what was the name, Charlie, of that Mexican phone company, doggone it, I forgot it. Telemex? No, Taco Bell.
I haven't stepped foot in a Taco Bell in probably 40 years, man. Never cared for it.
Me neither. Never was one of my go-tos, that's for sure. Have I ate it? Yes. Very seldom. Although a few years ago, I don't know, maybe 10, they used to have these breakfast things that were like, I forgot what they called them. It was pretty good. They had hash browns, egg, chunks of steak in them. They were, oh, the steak crunch wrap, that's what they were called. Not to be confused with the lunchtime one. They had a one in the morning, but I don't think they make them anymore. But that was, those were pretty good. I do have to give them credit there. But, so, anyways.
Never cared for Taco Bell breakfast. And their coffee is, oh man, that's like drinking sludge.
Again, I've never really ate there a lot, but those steak crunch wraps in the morning were pretty good, so I do have to give them credit there. I was kind of hooked on those for a while, but anyways, as far as that being a fast food restaurant to go to, you know, once a year maybe.
We have a Taco Bell in Marysville, and I've never been into that parking lot. Just, I cannot do Taco Bell. It's the most bland food ever.
Well, you know what? You can't get the taco smell without going into the Taco Bell.
All right, man. Well, I'm in my parking spot, so I'm going to go in and make my coffee and, pray nothing bad happens in the next 9 hours. We will catch you guys Monday morning, same time, same channel. WSBT 754. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, Charlie, good morning. WSHM 738. Mike.
Well, we'll catch you later, Charlie.
Big bowl of chili sounds good this morning, but I'm not going to make the stop for that. I think I still have a slice of pizza at work that I didn't eat yesterday. I'm going to devour that when I get in. That'll be my donut.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I know. Chili does sound good right now. I might get that after work. Go somewhere and get a bowl. There's a restaurant in Mount Clemens. It's called the Engine House, and they got really good bowls of chili.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like the National Coney Island chili. That's pretty good. Give me some oyster crackers and a bowl of that chili, and I'd be all set.
Just had that here last month. I went to that one there in, well, my sister and I, she came down. We went to that one there in Fraser, in the Meyer parking lot.
Oh, yeah, there is a Coney over there. Fairly new. I mean, it's probably been a few years now, but, yeah, I know the one you're talking about on the west side of Utica there, south of 15.
Yeah, it's like Kitty Corner, like, across from, the new big boy.
Yeah, there is a big boy's in there too, right? Yep.
was is they bought the naming rights to Fraser Hockeyland, and then they decided to build a restaurant in front of Big Boy Arena.
Right.
Yeah, the National Coney Island show, for a while there, they had the fresh stuff, you know, in the, I'd say the frozen food. Well, it wasn't frozen food, but it was in the cold section. And you could buy it in the bags. They had it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. So, it's good stuff. I don't really care for too much of Coney Island food anymore. I mean, I used to like the loose hamburgers with the chili on it. You know, other than that, I never really ate too much of their stuff, right? So, they have a big menu, but very selective. Usually when I go to a place, I already know what I want for the most part. And that's what I'm probably getting.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I like all Coney Islands. Doesn't matter. Leo's, I think they're one of the best. That and then National, of course.
I haven't been in a Leo's for a while, but I could live with it or live without it. If it's the only thing around, then I'll probably eat there. I don't think I'd pack up and head out and go there. There's a lot of other places I would go, but yeah, I remember back in the day, Mike, when all these restaurants, you know, a lot of them were open like 24 hours or really late. Man, that's just not the case anymore.
Remember years ago, we'd leave Shores Inn, and then we'd either go to Linda's place there at 9 Mile and Harper, or we'd go to Travis and then a Mac. But that's like the thing of the past. They were open 24 hours.
I go back to the Travis days when there was the one at 10 and Harper, and that was my go-to one. That was 24 hours. I used to eat there all the time back in the 80s, so that place has been long gone for quite a while now, for 25 years at least.
Is that like one of the ones that the Topo family owned?
I don't know. I think they had a different name. It eludes me for the minute, but they're like originally were one family, and then they all, you know, started arguing and split off and had their own Travis's. So I can't think of that. McAdory. I want to say the name is McAdory.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know too much of the history, but I'm sure that name is associated with them. Somewhere along the bloodline somewhere, so. But that was a really good one, but, you know, that's, like I said, been long gone for a while.
Yeah, I used to go to that one that was across from Best Buy. They're at 13 and Gratiot, or just south of 13 Mile there on the east side. Now it's called something else, Tequila's something.
Yeah, I think it's a Mexican styled restaurant. But anyways, so there were two versions of that. There was the original one, which you probably don't remember. Then they tore it down and built that, what you see now. And then that was the new Travis. And then, man, that's probably been gone for a long time too now. I mean, and then I think there was one, this probably goes way before you too, there was one like on Gratiot, the west side of Gratiot, like north of 15 or something. It was a little joint.
Okay. The only thing I know that was wet or that was, you know, north of 15 was Johnny's Ham Tank, which is now a Dorian Ford parking lot.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, there was a small one I've been in at one time. It was probably 1981, you know, 80 or 81 or something. It was a long time ago. That would have been probably the first one that disappeared. So, long time ago.
I think the what, the only one left is 9 and Mac and, what, 15 and Harper? That's the only two left.
I believe so. I just know all the other ones are gone. I think those two are still going, but, yeah, whatever. All right, anyways, Mike, I'm going to stop and get my coffee and maybe a bagel, or I'll pass on the bagel because I got a slice of pizza I can get to in about a half hour, so I made my stop and get my coffee here. I'll see you later. Have a good day, and enjoy your Thursday. WSHM 738.
Okay, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Good morning time out there.
Happy Friday Eve, WRWB.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't get a day off anyway, unless I take days off. That's all right, though. Money's good. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just doing the same old routine, Monday through Friday, to and from work, weekends off, and just getting geared up and ready for the holidays now.
Yeah, it's that time of year. They're coming up. They come up quick, too.
I think I'm going to get the jet ski winterized at the end of October. I don't think we're going to see any more 80-degree days.
No, the days of that, I think, are coming to an end.
Well, we don't, Indian summer doesn't start until we get killing frost. I don't think we've had that yet, but that's wishful thinking.
Yeah. Well, supposedly we were supposed to be under a frost advisory this morning. You know, someone did say it was 41 degrees out. So it's possible. I don't know.
When I went out to my car this morning, the windows were moist. They weren't frosted, and the grass wasn't frosted either.
Yeah, copy. I haven't gone outside yet, so I don't know.
Now, you'll know when we have frost is when the grass looks like there's a blanket of snow on it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it hasn't happened yet, so. But it's coming.
Yeah, copy that. I tell you, though, my route to and from work, I passed by Yates Cider Mill, and I tell you, this smell of cider and donuts is just so overwhelming, it makes me want to stop. It's hard. It really is hard.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, that place has been there for a long time. There used to be an old train station there, too, back in the day, when the tracks went from, they went from Detroit, from down south all the way up to Mackinac, and they ripped all the track out and now it just stops at 22, or Ryan and Hamlin.
They just ripped out all those tracks, and they made it like a public walk. But, yeah, I think Yates is 100 years old or over 100 years old.
Yeah, the tracks you're thinking of are the other tracks that went from Richmond down in through Auburn Hills. The ones I'm talking about are the ones that that run north and south, which at some point did intersect with those tracks there.
Yeah, the tracks that used to run over M59 across Utica Road, and then you'd go to the old Ford Trim plant, which is now Amazon, that's all ripped out now.
Yeah, actually, well, the tracks, they stop at, what, by Riverbend's Park. Yeah, but they used to go all the way to Mackinac. And Avon, at that time, Avon Township, I think they called it, that was where the train station was.
Here's an old brick building train station off of Casson, just out of downtown Mount Clemens. That's where Thomas Edison used to work when he was a teenager. It's a historic landmark.
Yeah, it's where he got his ears boxed. He was selling newspapers on the train, and what had happened was, I guess, the train was leaving. I don't know if it was going back to Port Huron or if it was going south. Anyway, the train was leaving, and he had to get back on the train, so one of the attendants picked him up by his ears, and, well, that's what happened. The rest is history. But, yeah, he worked for the old Grand Trunk Western Line.
Well, that is something, and, you know, Houdini, they had his body when he drowned at a little funeral home. Yeah, I think it's Market Street in downtown Mount Clemens. They got pictures of it in the basement of the funeral home. It's real tiny. It looks like a house.
Yeah, I don't know. Never heard of that one.
They didn't have his funeral in Mount Clemens. They just held his body to get it ready to transport to wherever he was from. But yeah, Michigan's got some wild history.
Yeah, that it does. A lot of famous things happen here.
The actor that played Darth Vader, the original Darth Vader, he's from Manistee, Michigan.
I didn't know that. I know the voice of Darth Vader, that, of course, that's James Earl Jones, but the actual person that played was a white guy. I know that, but I didn't know where he was from.
Yeah, a while back, my wife and I took a tour of Manistee on a tour bus, and that's what they told us, that the original actor of Darth Vader from Star Wars was from Manistee.
Now you learn something new every day.
Manistee was once a very rich town. A lot of famous, wealthy people lived in Manistee back in the day. But, yeah, if you're ever up that way, take that tour bus, and it'll take you all through the city of Manistee and tell you the history of it. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't really get over that way too much. I had an uncle that used to live in Nobbin Way, which is like, what, 15, 20 miles, like, east of Manistee.
Yeah, copy that. Michigan's got a lot of hidden gems. My wife and I, we did a lot of traveling around Michigan, and, yeah, like I said, Michigan's got some pretty wild history and some gems out there, too.
It does. Yeah, I've been to a lot of places in Michigan, especially in the UP, and a lot of neat stuff.
Yes, that it is. Well, my friend, I'm sitting in the parking lot of my final destination, my workplace, and you have a wonderful Friday Eve, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow. So I'm clear after you. WSGG 772, clearing out.
Yeah, we'll catch you later there. Yeah, personal is Mike here. So you have yourself a good day, and we will talk to you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSSP 902, the lounge. No contact station 902. WSOZ 793, quiet.
WRZX 218, good morning.
Good morning, how are we doing this morning?
Yeah, a little bit chilly over this way there, Roger.
Down
in the 30s in Ann Arbor there, so yeah, a little frost advisory, but it didn't freeze around here, though, by me.
Yeah, that's good now. So what's happening? There's not much going on out there.
Negative, I know. I've been super, super quiet. You must be in the mobile there. You're pretty scratchy, Roger.
Yeah, let me go to 675. Hold on. How about now? Is now any better?
Perfect. Perfect there now. Copy.
Elijah, because that Mount Clemens is open, wide open here. I don't know, no trees around here, all the way to Mount Clemens probably. That's what it is.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I had my this base on that Yagi for a week or 10 days, and I didn't realize it. Looked down at the switch there. I'm back on the harvest now, so try and pick up anything. But it's been really, really quiet. I gave a guy a radio check on 600 a couple of days ago. It's 444 is his numbers. He's talking on a handheld on a rooftop somewhere down there in Livonia. He makes it pretty good there, Roger.
Oh yeah, that'd be another been touched. That's why he sound good on that handheld. And there right by Livonia, which is not too far from that airport.
Roger that. Yeah, I've given him a couple of radio checks over the summer. He isn't on it that much, but he was coming in. It's been quiet, nothing. Even out in the mobile, I don't hear nothing going on. But maybe they got Saginaw and Flint and them guys, and Sheboygan's offline, I don't know.
Yeah, because I talked to Flint. Grace down there, he said 725 is down, and it's been down for like a week, so I don't know, but what's that, about 3-4 days ago, I was on 550, and I could reach that repeater, the 550 repeater from here, because the Bob was talking to me.
Copy that's Mayville, ain't it?
Mayville repeater, it's a good repeater. It'll reach all the way here, plus it'll reach all the way to east side by Ryan, because I got Brian down there, he always can reach that, the 550 repeater.
Roger that, yeah, that's what Sherman up there, 844, that's what he just talked off of. Sounds good, gets in good. Yeah, we're just sitting around. I'm going to mow that backyard, take her down short, and rake leaves off of it. And only a couple more times to mow, and that'll be it, I think.
Yeah, Roger, just take it easy, because after that, you're going to have leaves coming down. That's why I won't be at home. I have to, they called me yesterday, my sister, she said to come over. I said, no problem, so I'll be out there. But I'll have the radio on, don't worry about that. Roger.
Copy that. Oh, you mean up to Bloomfield there or Cass Lake?
Yeah, but Cass Lake down there.
Copy that. All right. I got to go out in the mobile a little later. I'll try and shout out on that, see how it gets out there. All right, Jack. Talk at you later. I'll get going here and get some things done, get dressed, all that good stuff. Take it easy. I'll talk at you this afternoon or something. WRZX 218, and we'll be listening.
Even that east reflector, that GM repeater right on top of GM building, it was not doing good at all today.
Copy that.
They call it east reflectors. That's what it is. It's a reflector down there on that top, that GM building. Yeah, it didn't do good at all today. I didn't hear nobody out there. Some people were calling, but there's nobody answering. And it's supposed to be 2 hours session, next session, from 7 to 9. All right, take care. Have a good day. WIUG, 88.
Roger that, Jack. All right, talk to you later, WRZX 218. We're listening.
WSJF 896.
Go ahead, the station 896. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, how you doing? This is John. Hey, I heard you talking earlier about 625 not sounding good. I'm actually talking on that right now. How am I coming out?
Oh, you're coming on it because I'm a little bit too far from that Detroit repeater. Number one. Number two, it has a little bit interfering with another, there's another repeater down there. So it'll do that for a while, and after that it clears out. So I wouldn't worry about anything. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Like I said, I just heard you talking that it wasn't sounding that good, but it seems to be sounding okay for me. I've had it on here, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes here. But just figured I'd see if I was getting out there. Appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Anytime. Anytime. Give me a holler. I will tell you what it is. But that's for sure. Where are you at, anyhow?
I'm in Farmington Hills, so real close to 696 here.
How you doing? Okay, yeah, because you're close to that Detroit repeater. That's why Mount Clemens is a little bit too far for you. Anyhow, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488.
Yeah, you too, Jack. You have yourself a good day. WSJF 896. Be monitored.
Station 896. I know you got one of them reality DB20G. You got the best radio. I got two of them.
That is correct, sir. Yep. I need a DB20 and then a couple handhelds. You got a couple 5-watt handhelds that have been a lot, but all seem to hit the Detroit computer, okay? All variables aside, you know, between the weather and all that.
Oh, no, those are good radios, that DB20G. Don't change them or do nothing. Just keep going with them, and they go forever, believe me. I have mine since 2022, and it's still doing good. I got one in the truck, and I got one at home. All right, good talking to you again. Take care. WIUG 48.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're real nice. Good
day to hear. I'll be taking a side. WSJF 896. Good day out there. Good day out there.
7-4, get a copy, this is WRWB, 49. WSBT, 754, get a copy, this is WRWB, 489. How about that WSB2 and 996, get a copy? WRWB 49. Negative copy, this is WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WCTR 566 on the air monitoring.
WIS. GG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
What's going on this afternoon? WRWB 49.
Hey, WRWB, just heading home from work. Just got out of the place. Workplace.
Copy that. You know what? I forgot your personal. What was it again?
WSGG 772. My name's Paul.
That's your call. I just forgot your name. Yeah, you got Mike here, Mike India Kilo Echo. Anyways, yeah, I just got out myself, so I'm pretty much done for the day.
There must be construction somewhere because 24 DeClinder heading south is really backed up.
Yeah, something happened on the highway up.
I'm going to have a fun ride home. My route to and from work is all back roads. I really can't complain. I shouldn't complain. But you know, I'm only like 10 minutes from work from my house.
Yeah, reason why I said highway death is because, you know, Van Dyke's always got accidents, or the Van Dyke Expressway, I-53. That's what they dub it, you know, highway death. Well, the accidents that happened usually around, like, what, between 22 and, like, 30, 31-mile road.
Yeah, I shoot between 24 and DeQuinder and 23 mile.
For a while, I was working up that way, like around the Mount Vernon area. And then, of course, yeah, they reassigned me to a different location. And, you know, I did Romeo for a while, too. And lower end of Shelby Township.
Yeah, copy that. The craziest thing is they put two roundabouts right by Yates, and it's so stupid. The traffic is stupid busy because when they had the traffic lights, it broke up the traffic. But with the roundabouts, the traffic never breaks up. It's a constant flow. and it jacks everything up between Avon and DeQuinder, and DeQuinder and 23 Mile.
I can believe it with all those homes you're building up that way, and with it being so congested. Yeah, I wouldn't want to live out that way. Especially like around like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. You're trying to get up north and you're going through Auburn Hills, forget it.
Whose ever stupid bright idea was to put roundabouts over by East Cider Mill should be fired. It's so stupid. All they had to do is put a left turn lane in. They run between Avon and DeQuinder to 23 and DeQuinder. That's all they had to do. No, what did they have to do? Put roundabouts in. That's probably our goofy governor, too.
So the reason being that they've been putting more roundabouts around in the area is because, from what my aunt told me when she was, she worked for the city of Southfield as a dispatcher, and she said the if you bring in more roundabouts, you know, in your city, you get more federal funding for, like, roads and stuff.
Yeah, and that federal funding goes right into the governor's pocket.
I guess that's the whole idea, is to, you know, receive more funding for road projects that can, you know, ask for more roundabouts. Yeah, I don't blame you, man. Roundabouts, to me, they drive me nuts. I mean, I see people all the time, and they don't know what they're doing, and when you go through a roundabout, you see in the center there's all kinds of car parts just laying there, you know?
The worst one's on Van Dyke and 18 there. People think that's a freaking speed track. They go around that roundabout about 100 mile an hour, you know? It's nuts. I hate that roundabout.
I think that one there has, what, one or two accidents per day there. Because you got freeway traffic merging onto, you know, merging off or merging on the regular, you know, just road traffic. And that, yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, you know, my sister lived in Virginia Beach. The only thing I liked about Virginia Beach, they didn't have roundabouts. You made your left turns right at the intersection, and then you make a U-turn at the intersection. They had a U-turn lane and a left turn lane. But the traffic in Virginia is freaking horrendous. It's terrible because of you got the military there, the bases, and Washington, D.C. traffic.
I can imagine.
Yeah, signs on the road that says beware of aggressive drivers, and they're not kidding, because I got ran off the road a couple of times and ended up right on the sidewalk. Thank God there was nobody on the sidewalk. They drive real aggressive in Virginia, and they're not kidding. When you see them signs, be aware, bro.
Looks like going downtown Detroit, then, or going through Flint or Saginaw.
Yeah, and I noticed, too, in Virginia, they're very horn-happy. They love to blow their horns. Here in Michigan, people don't, they're afraid to blow their horn. You get somebody sleeping at a traffic light, and it turns green, and you're sitting there because they're banging on their phone, texting.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's when I hear people blow their horns in Michigan, I look at the license plate to see if they're from Virginia. It's funny. Hey, Mike.
I've been through Chicago. That's pretty hectic. Man, those people there, man, they go down 94. It's like they're doing like over 100 miles an hour.
I think we both keyed up at the same time. I'm at the home base, Mike. I'm clear after you. WSGG 772, we're clear.
You're taking off, eh? All right. Well, we will catch you later then. Have yourself a good day there.
Too. I'll be in the morning on my way to work. You'll hear me.
Yeah. Yep. Provided we don't get no unwanted QRM, Roger.
I hear that garbage. I just turn the radio off. I don't deal with it.
That's unfortunate. But anyway, we will catch a letter. How about that WSBT 754? You in there?
Afternoon, Mike. WSBT 754.
What's going on with you?
The day's over and ready for the weekend. I'm on my way home.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take it too, man. It's every other weekend, but still better than none. I love them. That work still? Are you on the road or what are you doing?
I'm pretty much done here. I just got to, well, I got one more quick stuff, really, but it's no big deal. And that's it.
Not very good. Yeah, it's over, man. It's a nice afternoon. A little chilly. That breeze got a little bite to it, but it's still a nice day out here. Love the sunshine.
Yeah, my car says 61 degrees here, and, nice and sunny, and driving by, and I see a lot of gas stations with cheap prices.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. I didn't check the my cheap spot, Valero there off of Grosbeck, and Grosbeck and Utica. They're usually the cheapest around. I didn't look to see the Speedway over here at 13 Little Max at like $293.
Ever try that TJK one there? That's that. What is that? Grosbeck and I think it's at Grosbeck and 13, or is it 12? I can't remember. It's right around that area somewhere. They're always cheap.
Oh, they're at 13 and Little Mac. Yep, they're on the west, southwest side of that corner. Yeah, they do have cheap gas. I rarely ever stop there. I normally get it up at my local neighborhood one.
Yeah, I copy that.
Some of these places down here, I get a little leery, man, sticking my card in that machine. So I'm kind of one of those people that go for what I know, and I know they're not going to rip me off there.
Talking like one of, like, someone using one of those card skimmers?
Yeah, yeah, you know, they'll stick them on those machines and whatnot. I've never been hit by them. And whenever I'm at a place that I gotta get it and I don't know it, I always kinda look it over real close. Or if they have that tap to pay, then I'll just use that.
Yeah, copy. Alright, man, I'm gonna have to cut this short. I got some things I gotta take care of, but we'll catch you later.
Okay, Mike, have a good weekend. Catch you Monday morning. I'm going to beat Detours Port here on WSBT 754-73, bud.
73, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSBC 570, this is the WSBC 257, are you out there? WSBC 570, WSBC 257, Erie. I guess not, WSBC 257, clear and monitoring. WSJF 896, WSBP 257. WSBP 570, I think that's you. You're broken and unreadable. Can you barely make you out? WSBP 257. Still no dice there, WSBP 570. Can only make out a word here and there. WSBP 257.
How about now?
Yeah, I can make you out 4 by now. Pretty clearly can understand what you're saying on WCC 257.
WSIJ.
WSHY 363 mobile monitoring.